In chapter number 8 of Luke, in verse number 40 tonight, I'm going to read from verse number 40 down to verse number 56, and we'll try to be mindful. I understand this is a Thanksgiving Jubilee, and I've got so much to be thankful for. And the Bible says in verse number 40 of chapter 8 in Luke, the Bible says, "And it came to pass," and we'll go ahead and read all the scriptures tonight. "It came to pass that when Jesus was returned, the people gladly received him, for they were all waiting for him. And behold, there came a man named Jairus, and he was a ruler of the synagogue, and he fell down at Jesus' feet and besought him that he would come into his house, for he had one only daughter, about 12 years of age. The Bible says she lay a dying. But as he went, the people thronged him. And a woman having an issue of blood 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any, came behind him and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her issue of blood stanched. And Jesus said, 'Who touched me?' When all denied, Peter and they that were with him said, 'Master, the multitude thronged thee and pressed thee, and sayest thou, who touched me?' And Jesus said, 'Somebody hath touched me, for I perceive that virtue is gone out of me.' And when the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling and falling down before him. She declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him, and how she was healed immediately. And he said unto her, 'Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace.'" I am going to read the rest of it, and I'm going to do that more toward the end. I want us to pause right there just a second. I just want us to look at this story. I don't really have a lot of particular points to bring out to you tonight. I just want us to look at this story and how it's given account here in the Word of God. Some things that happen in the Word of God. I want us to try and put ourselves there where Jairus is at, and I want us to try and see some things he's seeing, and kind of be part of the environment that he's part of. And I'm going to give you what I think that we can see easily from these scriptures that we can be very, very thankful for here tonight toward the end of the service, and like I said, toward the end of the message. And like I said, I will not in any way be very long tonight, but the Bible says, first of all, that we find here that a man named Jairus approached Jesus in verse number 41. And the Bible tells us that this man had an issue about his life. He had a problem in his life. And the reason that he came to Jesus, and we can find the other account in Matthew chapter 5, but we can find that this man Jairus had a daughter that was about the age of 12. And she had some type of a sickness, some type of a problem, some type of an illness, and I think it's very safe to say tonight, if we were to go into prayer request time, that prayer requests are typically or can be a lengthy part of the service. If you were to extensively go into the needs throughout a congregation, no matter how small or no matter how large the congregation, we all have needs, amen? And we can see here immediately, right off the bat, when we're introduced to this man named Jairus, we are told that he has an immediate need. And that need is that he cares for his child, this one and only 12-year-old daughter that is dying, the Bible says. And I want you to note this, first and foremost, Jesus heard Jairus. Amen? And I don't know about you, and I'm just going to be honest with you. I tell our church all the time, I said, "Hey, if y'all don't want an honest pastor, you need to kick me out, because I'm just trying to be honest with you. I'm sorry that I'm flesh sometimes, but you know what? Tonight, amen, I just want you to know this. I want you to know that there are times in which we may wonder if Jesus ever hears what we've got to say. That's just a fleshly side of things, amen? That's just kind of what we do. We become so engulfed in maybe a problem of life, so to speak, and we can even begin to scratch going on. I want you to know first of all tonight that Jesus heard Jairus. The Bible says, verse 42, concerning this daughter, for he had one only daughter, about 12 years of age, and she lay a dying. But as he went, we see Jesus heard Jairus because he began to make that walk with him. You understand what I'm saying? They too began to walk. They began to simply head the direction wherever that Jairus' daughter was located. Okay? And the Bible says as he went, we see here that the people thronged him. Based on what I've seen, there's only two times in the Bible you'll find that word thronged. And both of those specific times are in this instance here, in Luke chapter 8 and verse 42 in this story. Then the other instance is in Mark chapter number 5 of the same story. Different account, same story there, dealing with Jairus and the healing of his daughter. Now, that word thronged means to pass, or I'm sorry, to press so much as to cause one to be in suffocation. I'm not talking about literal suffocation. I'm talking about the simple fact that the crowd was so great, the people were so many, they were so shoulder to shoulder. It's like before COVID came. You understand what I'm saying? And there was people everywhere, and they was all crunched up together, and it was just as if you couldn't hardly tell who was who, what was what, where anybody was at. And there was just a constant pressing in of a multitude of people. Now we find Jairus tonight, and we find him being heard of Jesus. And as he's heard of Jesus, Jesus begins to go with Jairus. Matter of fact, you'll find the same wording there basically in Mark chapter 5. But you'll find that there was many problems around Jairus. There was people everywhere. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that people are necessarily a problem on one hand, but then we could say that they are a problem on the other hand. But we find Jairus has an immediate need, and we find that the people were somewhat of a problem to Jairus, because the problems of other people became a problem to Jairus. Because why? Because Jairus had an issue and he wanted it fixed, but there was also a bunch of other people that had issues and wanted them fixed. I'm sure tonight, as we look at this story, we take in this account, and I love to just try and put myself there in the Bible in these situations, and I'm sure that Jairus, he must have been from here. He must have been lost in the crowd somewhere. But he was there. And he knew that Jesus heard him. Because at some point or another in time, or at some point in the beginning here of the story, in the beginning of the conversation, the Bible says in verse 42, as I mentioned, as he went, people thronged him.
Yeah, right.
We find here in verse number 43 something else happens, and I'm just going to walk down through these scriptures. And a woman, the Bible says, having an issue of blood 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any. There was a woman in this crowd, in this pressing of people, in this mass of people that was a smothering of a multitude. And this woman had an issue upon her life that she had been dealing with, the Bible tells us, 12 years. Now, it just so happens that to me that I find it interesting that Jairus' daughter was 12 years old. I can't help but wonder for the life of me if amongst this suffocating crowd of people, if there wasn't a man named Jairus and he was kind of, you know, trying to find out, hey, wondering if Jesus was going to get it together and come on speak of the 12 years she's been suffering. And I wonder if it didn't hit the church. I mean, his daughter's all that was on his mind.
Yeah.
I wonder if it didn't hit him. And he was thinking, oh, that's exactly how old she is. Oh, Lord, will you come on, please? Lord, will you please come on? Lord, I know you can work faster than this, but Lord, if you will, a smothering crowd. He was lost somewhere in the crowd. Yeah. But I'm sure he kept his mind on what he needed Jesus to do. Amen?
Right.
Now here's this lady. And she needs help too. The Bible says that she came behind him in verse 44. She touched the border of his garment, and immediately her issue of blood staunched. And Jesus said, "Who touched me?" At this particular time in this story tonight, everything's been forgotten about Jairus. Do you understand? It doesn't matter tonight, and I'm just trying to just put it to you like this. It doesn't matter tonight if he had been crawling up on the roof like the brother did, bringing the one that was born before, tearing the roof off. And at this particular time, Jesus' attention was turned to this woman because she came behind and she touched him. And rightly so. Matter of fact, the Bible goes on to say that he felt the virtue go out of his body. He said, "Who touched me?" When I was denied Peter, and they were with him, said, "Master, the multitude thronged thee and pressed thee, and thou sayest, who touched me?" It's almost as if, and you've heard this before, but it's almost as if they would say, "Well, how in the world could you know somebody touched you, Lord? There's people everywhere tonight." The Bible says, Jesus said, "Somebody had touched me, for I perceive that virtue has gone out of me." When the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling, falling down before him. She declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him, and how she was healed immediately. He said to her, Jesus said to her, "Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace." So here again, I want to recap quickly. Jesus heard Jairus. He heard him. And he was making a way in Jairus' direction, so to speak. People thronged him, the people, there was a suffocating multitude there. There was a bunch of problems in the way and there for the people. Everybody had problems, everything's going on. And can I say this? There's probably not a one of us tonight that wouldn't just go ahead and spit out four, five, six, or ten problems in which we would like to be addressed in our life. Amen. Kind of at this point makes you wonder. Between the problems of everyone else, between this lady coming in behind our Lord and Savior and touching him, and the whole conversation, the whole attention being turned to this lady who is now scared to death, who now is trembling and looking up at the Savior and saying, "It was me that touched you," and it's almost as if Jairus was forgotten. But that's not all the story. It doesn't just stop there.
No.
But as I was reading this, I read this slowly, and I wanted just to think about the simple fact of, hey, could you imagine how that Jairus may have felt, or maybe the hurry that he had been in when he had saw that Jesus had spoke to this woman, when he had saw that Jesus had spoke the words of concern to this woman, the words of comfort, the words of encouragement to this woman, while his daughter was lying at home, sick and in the bed. Now don't get me wrong, Maybe it would be a little selfish, but you know what? I would definitely say, hey, let's hurry. Please, Lord, let's hurry. In beginning of thinking about things tonight and wondering about things of life and dealing with the Christian life, I don't want to take anything out of context in the Word of God. I think there's a lot of pictures that we can see right here. Because Jairus didn't really understand a lot about what was going on. He just knew his problem. His problem was the one magnified in his mind. And I get it. Amen? I get it. Rightly so. Our problem is always the problem magnified in our mind.
Yes.
Now, of course, we're bearing one another's burdens, and we're trying to do the right thing according to the Word of God. We're trying to seek to it that we pray for others and we help others. But it's always that haunting magnification of your own problem that'll get you if you're not careful. And if we're not careful, we'll be back in the scene somewhere and we'll simply begin to think within our own mind, well, God has just forgot about me. Can I tell you what I'm thankful for tonight? I'm thankful God ain't forgot.
Amen.
Although it may look like it tonight, and we may begin to, again, scratch our head, we can begin to poke our lip out a little bit, we can begin to wonder some things in our mind. I don't know about you, but if you look around in the world today and see what's going on, man, I'm wondering what is going on. At the same time, the Word of God tells me God never left me.
He's
never forsaken me. I got to thinking tonight. I got to thinking about verse 49. Of all hurry and all stress, the multitude. The Bible says, rather, yes, faith, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue's house, saying to him, thy daughter is dead, trouble not the master. Can I tell you something? I'm thankful I'm not no trouble to the master.
Amen.
The Bible says when Jesus heard it, he answered him. He looked at Jairus and said, fear not, believe only, and she shall be made whole. Let's continue reading. And when he came into the house, he suffered no man to go in save Peter and James and John and the father and the mother of the maiden. And all wept and bewailed her, but he said, weep not. She is not dead, but sleep.
Amen.
And they laughed him to scorn, knowing that she was dead. And he put them all out. I like that. I like that. I really do. Y'all just, if you ain't with us, just get on out. Y'all get out of here. We're going to do some spiritual things. Amen. Amen. And took her by the hand and called, saying, maid, arise. And her spirit came again, and she arose straightway. And he commanded to give her meat, and her parents were astonished. But he charged them that they should tell no man what was done. Now, right now, then, I've said everything to say this. Isaiah, we can find the Bible says, can a woman forget her sucking child that she should not have companion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget, yet will I not forget thee. The book of Hebrews, we can find chapter 6, verse 10, God's not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which you have showed toward his name. I'm glad God doesn't forget his children.
Amen.
Now I know we're not in the business of raising the dead, although if the Lord chooses to do that, he'll do it.
Yes.
But I will say this. Jairus had walked in this crowd. He waited in this crowd. He wandered around in this crowd. He worried himself to death in this crowd, but he never was once forgotten about.
Amen.
I'm thankful I'm not forgotten.
Amen.
It may be a big old press. It may be a lot of pressure on us today as Christians. It may be somewhat suffocating tonight. You understand what I'm saying? But you know what, man? I may feel like I'm outside a little bit. But I've not been forgotten.
Amen.
Within this little picture right here, I don't want to take anything out of context. But like I said, I think we can see quite possibly that a good old-fashioned, faithful walk with Jesus brings out great blessings in due time.
Amen.
Amen. I'm thankful tonight. I'm thankful God doesn't forgive his children.
Amen.
I'm thankful when it seems like that the old church is closed down for good. God makes things happen.
Amen.
I'm thankful right before we give up, God says, hang on with me. Amen. I appreciate the opportunity tonight, brother. I love you. I appreciate your faithfulness and your friendship.